You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Experimentation.
Curiosity.
The next idea.
Technology alone is not enough.
More and more of us are choosing to shop in the comfort of our homes and not by heading to the mall. A few clicks of a mouse and your purchases can be delivered to your door in a day or two. Because the retail industry built too much space during the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, dead or dying malls are dotting our suburbs. And now the question is, what do we do with them? Cindy Sierra is a principal at CC Consulting of Bloomfield Hills. It's a commercial real estate and retail consulting firm, and it's a pleasure to say, Cindy, welcome to The Next Idea.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
This historic change in our shopping habits, it certainly is on display here in Michigan. I mean, I grew up shopping at Northland Mall in Southfield, and it is still hard for me to wrap my mind around the fact it is no more. Did anyone predict that e-commerce would hollow out these suburban shopping malls and really spell the end of some pretty venerable big retailing names?
Well, I think, you know, there are a number of things that enter into, you know, what is happening in the retail area. I think that, you know, cyber shopping is just one part of it. I think our crunch for time, I think coupled with, you know, rents that are continuing to go up as the economy strengthens, I think just the traditional brick and mortar stores, they need to learn how they coexist with cyber shopping. Many people, if you're going to go shopping for clothes, you got to touch it and feel it. So yes, you can do your internet shopping, but traditional shopping is never going to go away. So I think there's a number of different items that are happening that are really needed to understand to what exactly is going on in the retail industry.
But we sure don't have to look far to find communities that are pretty challenged to find a new use for that mall that withered once
yes.
Big anchor stores closed. Around the country, Cindy, can you give us some ideas of what malls are being transformed into?
The big buzz in our industry right now is mixed use. Mixed use is what it's all about. I'm going to be going to a conference in 3 weeks in Las Vegas. It's one of the largest conventions in the world. It's in Las Vegas. It's called Recon. And everybody is talking about mixed use. And what's happening, there's one of two things. Either malls are being repurposed to include this mixed-use component, which means office is coming in, residential is coming in, medical is coming in, a lot of different uses that you didn't used to see in the traditional mall. And so that's what is happening. And mixed use is the buzzword. And a perfect example, you just mentioned Northland.
Mm-hmm.
Northland is going to be repurposed into a mixed-use development.
So what might that look like?
Well, it's going to have, definitely it's going to have a residential component. Residential components are, as we find out more and more about the millennial market, we're finding out that that particular age group doesn't like to buy homes. How unusual is that?
Hmm.
My age group, families couldn't wait to buy a first home. Well, that's different. Millennials are holding off, and they like to rent. They don't like to purchase. And so you're finding condos, you're finding apartments, you're finding a lot of not traditional homes that are being built specifically with millennials in mind.
And they're being built in the existing building. So would that old Hudson's that where I bought my wedding dress, would that be converted into lofts?
Well, I think that particular building would be difficult. But in other markets, old department stores have been converted. I think, you know, Northland was a little bit of a untraditional type department store because it has ramps underneath it and a shipping and, you know, it has a whole tunnel system underneath it. Now, that said, it could be a very nice home for some sort of a distribution type company, for an office user. I don't think residential is quite the right use for that, but I do think there are other uses that could use that old building.
So being able to put these mixed-use developments in with the existing buildings, so not by leveling everything and starting from the ground up.
That's correct. That's correct. But, you know, and then just going on that, what you just said about leveling, I'm involved in the Silverdome project. You know, we all know that was the home of the Detroit Lions for many, many years. And, you know, different folks have looked at that, tried to repurpose that. It wasn't what the users particularly wanted, and that project is going to be torn down over the next couple of months. And quite honestly, a mixed-use development is what's going to go in that particular project as well.
But what are the economic advantages, Cindy, of reusing the mall space? Like, let's harken back to Fairlane or what might because isn't Ford moving some of its workers into the old Lord and Taylor building?
They are, a couple thousand workers, and they're going there, and they're excited about going there. You know, now they're going to be able to work in a facility where they've got, you know, places, restaurants for lunchtime. They can go shopping. It's a very desirable space, and in office use is just another, you know, go back to that mixed-use development. Yeah. It's just another way that some of these old department stores are being repurposed.
I have to wonder, will they have to do without windows?
Well, many, you know, many do and many can be added. So I think, you know, it's being done both ways across the country. But, you know, in some facilities, you know, with all the amenities and things like that that could be added, Ford Motor is a good example of that. I don't know if windows are particularly, you know, that's maybe not a selling feature. Hmm. But I think that many of these buildings are, you know, being put into beautiful office complexes that are, you know, like I said, I'm in a big office complex. If I was in a mall, I think it would be pretty exciting.
What needs to be in place, Cindy, for communities that are, you know, looking at this, at zombie malls or a dead mall, and they want to transform vacant mall properties into these mixed-use developments?
Well, there's a couple of things that have to happen. I think most importantly, the ownership has to recognize that a change needs to be made. And quite honestly, Cindy, in many cases, that's always a hindrance. Many times companies want to hang on to what was. And, you know, that's unfortunately when that happens in many cases, the mall continues to decline and things aren't happening. But the idea of repurposing, and in the Detroit area, there's a couple of really great examples of that. Look at the old Tel 12 mall. I mean, that's been repurposed. It's a very successful Meijer store now. It's got a bunch of junior anchors, you know, has outlots with different restaurants in it. It's a very successful redo of, you know, what was a traditional mall and done very successfully.
So think outside the box. But as we were saying at the kind of beginning of all of this, there was an oversaturation of malls. So now,
there was.
How do we make sure that we don't overdevelop for mixed use?
Well, you know, that is always the challenge. The one category that has been talked about in very recent years, is the senior housing category. You know, as the baby boomers are aging, these senior facilities, I mean, they're being built everywhere. You see such a tremendous saturation. Okay, you know, 30, 40 years from now, are we going to need all these senior housing facilities? And so, you know, that is a, you know, it's a relevant question and it's a concern. And I think that, you know, you're going to see a transition. You're going to see different types of retail, different types of development being popular. And it just so happens that mixed use is the popular format right now.
Cindy Sierra is the principal at CC Consulting of Bloomfield Hills. It was great talking with you. Thank you so much for being with us on The Next Idea.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it and look forward to sharing some ideas with you again.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.